With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Trump's Supreme Court pick finally announced last night, and he nominated Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, replacing retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy and ending a very long guessing game over the last number of days. Kavanaugh had been considered a frontrunner ever since Kennedy's June 27th retirement announcement. Trump conducted a swift and decisive vetting process, eager to push for confirmation of his second Supreme Court pick in less than 2 years. And though the president said Monday his nominee deserves robust bipartisan support, his nomination of Kavanaugh set the stage for a bruising confirmation battle. Senate Democrats and liberal groups vowed to resist and could be a dramatic and long-lasting rightward shift on the Supreme Court. And that became evident last night outside the Supreme Court. Protests turned violent after President Trump chose Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Kennedy. Some protesters screaming back and forth at each other amid a heavy law enforcement presence. Pro-choice activists holding purple signs reading "Protect Roe" and "Don't Criminalize Abortion." Others chanted, "Kavanaugh has got to go." Others shouted into bullhorns, "Abortion is violence," and "Uphold the Constitution of the United States." Democratic leaders like New York Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Bernie Sanders attempted to speak to the crowd and occasionally were drowned out by activists. And good news, as day three of the intense rescue efforts continue in Thailand, authorities beginning their final push already have rescued at minimum one of the remaining soccer players that were still trapped in that cave. More details as that comes about. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.